DatingWomenRadioShow.com excerpt, January 21st, 2015. He's been out of the dating scene for a while. Can Doc coach him to have success? For sure. Take a listen to that call. And if you're brand new to what Doc teaches and aren't sure what's going on, then listen to the discussion after the call, because Doc breaks things down for new listeners. Want more? Take the 7-day free trial to the Doc Love Club. Over 90 hours of audio just like this. DocLoveClub.com. Enjoy the excerpt.
Hello. Hey, my name's Jerry. I live in Wyoming, and I'm 56 years old. My question is, does your book take and explain how to get back in the dating game?
Yes.
I was married for 23 years and been divorced by 3, and just really gun shy, that's all.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you why. See, you were locked in the time warp. So you don't know what's going on for the last 20 years. And you go out with a 45-year-old woman that has been married for 15 years. She's might have been through probably 15 to maybe just 3 to 15 different guys. So when you go out there today, you don't know what to do or say, because you're up against the Pepsi generation. This is a new group of people that are out there today. So when you get this book and you do exactly as I tell you, you play those CDs and you listen to this radio show, join the Doc Love Club. It's only $2.33 a week. What I'm trying to get over to you is here, this information goes a lot deeper than you think. But we cover everything. We cover from asking for the number all the way to staying out of divorce court, all across the board. I'm the only love doctor that backs up his materials with a call-in radio show. And you've heard these guys talking. They're all over the board on these questions. But you learn from them. Those questions, answers, they carry over to you. So when you go with Jeff and I, we're going to take good care of you if you'll be disciplined and do what we tell you to do.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you, man. Thank you for calling.
Okay. Thanks, Mike.
That's the thing, Doc. The system works whether you're an 18-year-old guy just really starting to explore all this stuff, or if you're a guy that had been married for 23 years and been out of the dating scene for 3 years, because it's universal. It's based on you interviewing over 10,000 women, asking them why they choose to stay with one man versus another. And it's really women friendly too. Now, a woman can listen to this show. If she's a good lady, she's not going to disagree with anything you say.
No, she won't disagree with anything.
Now, the bad ones, they will, and that's okay, because the system.
Yeah, the hard-headed one, the feministas, low self-esteem, the man-haters. Yeah, they're not going to like me. And that's one of the reasons. You know, I get a lot of heat on this. Wait a week to call a girl. They go ballistic. But guess what? If she doesn't have a boyfriend, and you made a good impression on her at a party, she might moan and groan, but she's going to go out with you after a week. They're not going to. If she gets rid of you because you waited a week to call, you don't want her anyway. So the system protects you. It's like a big glass dome over you. It's invisible. And nobody's going to get inside to hurt you, because these principles protect you.
And for the guys that are just tuning in, and I know the show's almost over now. Well, I got a couple of minutes left, but for a guy that maybe just happened upon this show and they're just wondering what it's about, Doc, why should every guy in the world have this material? Why should they join the Doc Love Club? Why should they have the system? What is your answer to that?
Because the answer is this. If women didn't file two-thirds of the time, if all women had 3 dates on the first date, and they're not going to go out with 2 out of the 3 of those guys on the next date, and you have to ask yourself, why is it some guys get to the second date and two out of 3 don't? Why is it some men are happily married after 10 years and the wife flirts with everybody or commits adultery? Why does this go on? Well, women are all a little logical and inconsistent, so we're not responsible for our actions. It's just luck of the draw. It depends on who we get. Well, to me, that's a big cop-out, because I'm here. And I've studied their choices, and I know what they like. They've told me what they like, and I coach you guys by just telling you what they told me. I didn't add to it, at least not that much. But they they've trained me in such a way that I'm able now to think like a woman, and you're going to be able to think like a woman because you know they're different from us. You know it down inside your gut. You say, you know, I don't know how a guy could understand women, but on the other hand, you know, everything that Doc says is true. Every article I read in Ask Men, I don't disagree with anything. So how can you read 10 or 15 Ask Men's and not buy the system? How can you read that many columns? Or how can you listen to the radio show? Well, I don't want to spend that kind of money. And then last night you went out with some girl and you spent $108. You're never going to see her again.